What if I told you that everything you see in nature, from the tiniest bacteria to blue whales, from desert cacti to rainforest orchids, and yes, even you, shares a common ancestry? Ernst Mayr's masterpiece, What Evolution Is, unveils this remarkable story with the wisdom of a scientist who dedicated 97 years to understanding life's most fundamental process. Evolution isn't just another scientific theory. It's the single most important concept in all of biology, the thread that connects every living thing on Earth. For millennia, Western thought was dominated by the idea that species were fixed, unchanging entities, perfect types created at the beginning of time. This typological thinking made evolution literally unthinkable. Darwin's genius was recognizing that species aren't fixed types, but fluid populations of unique individuals. No two tigers, oak trees, or humans are genetically identical. Variation is the rule, not the exception. This shift from thinking about fixed types to variable populations was revolutionary. Darwin faced fierce opposition not just from religious quarters, but from the scientific establishment itself. The idea that complex structures like eyes or wings could develop naturally without divine guidance seemed absurd to many. Yet Darwin showed how natural processes working over vast timescales could produce extraordinary complexity. He introduced four revolutionary concepts: population thinking, focusing on variation; natural selection, differential survival driving adaptation; chance, random variation providing raw material; and historical contingency, recognizing that past events shape current forms. The most profound insight? Evolution has no direction, no predetermined goal. It's not a ladder of progress leading inevitably to humans. It's a branching bush of diversity, with each species adapted to its own particular circumstances. This perspective fundamentally changed how we understand our place in nature. When we talk about evolution as just a theory, we misunderstand scientific terminology. In science, theories are comprehensive explanations supported by overwhelming evidence. Evolution stands as one of the most well-established facts in science. The fossil record provides tangible evidence. Fossils like Archaeopteryx show evolutionary transitions, creatures with both reptilian features and bird characteristics appearing exactly where expected in the geological timeline. Comparative anatomy reveals structures that only make sense through evolution, like whale finger bones and flippers and the human tailbone. Most convincingly, molecular biology shows humans and chimpanzees share about 98% of their DNA, perfectly aligning with common ancestry. Life began roughly 3.5 billion years ago with simple prokaryotic cells, Earth's only inhabitants for a billion years. The most dramatic evolutionary event occurred when prokaryotes gave rise to eukaryotes, cells with nuclei and specialized compartments, likely through symbiosis, with one bacterium becoming mitochondria inside another. Multicellularity evolved independently multiple times, enabling specialization and complexity. The Cambrian explosion around 540 million years ago saw rapid diversification of major animal body plans. This journey from simple cells to complex organisms wasn't directed, but resulted from countless small changes preserved when advantageous. The tree of life isn't a ladder leading to humans, but a branching bush where every living species represents a successful adaptation. Evolution works through variation, differences between individuals in a population arising from mutations, genetic recombination, and gene flow. Natural selection acts on this variation, favoring individuals with traits that enhance survival and reproduction in specific environments. The peppered moth in industrial England illustrates this process. Light-colored moths blended with lichen-covered trees before industrialization. When pollution darkened tree trunks, dark moths gained a camouflage advantage, shifting the population from predominantly light to dark within decades. Natural selection's power comes from its cumulative effect. Small advantages compound over generations, shaping complex adaptations like the vertebrate eye, which evolve through increasingly complex light-sensitive structures. Darwin recognized evolution involves both chance, random variation, and necessity, non-random selection. Remarkable adaptations, the giraffe's neck, woodpecker's reinforced skull, cheetah's flexible spine, developed gradually through accumulated changes. Convergent evolution provides compelling evidence when unrelated organisms develop similar solutions to similar problems, like marsupial and placental mammals evolving similar forms despite 100 million years of separation. No adaptation is perfect. Each represents a compromise between competing demands. We observe adaptation happening in real time through mosquito insecticide resistance, bacterial antibiotic resistance, and viral mutations, challenges requiring evolutionary understanding to address. Earth's estimated 8.7 million species arose through speciation, the process where ancestral species split into descendants. This typically begins with geographic isolation, as separated populations accumulate genetic differences until they can no longer interbreed. Darwin's Galapagos finches demonstrate this. A mainland finch colonized the islands and diversified into multiple species with beaks adapted to different food sources. While geographic isolation is most common, plants can create new species through chromosome doubling, and some insects become reproductively isolated by specializing on different host plants. Evolution challenged humanity's self-perception by revealing our kinship with all living things. Humans share nearly 99% of DNA with chimpanzees, and the fossil record shows a clear evolutionary path from ape-like ancestors to modern humans. Human evolution wasn't linear, but a branching bush with multiple human species coexisting. Our journey began 5 to 8 million years ago when climate change transformed African forests into savannas. Early hominins developed bipedalism, freeing hands for tool use. The first Homo species appeared around 2.5 million years ago, with larger brains and stone tools. Homo erectus spread beyond Africa about 1.8 million years ago, while Homo sapiens emerged around 300,000 years ago with unprecedented cognitive abilities. Our species' defining feature is our extraordinary mental capacity. Language transformed human existence by enabling knowledge sharing, group coordination, and cultural accumulation. What makes humans unique isn't our separation from nature, but our distinctive place within it. We're the first species to understand our own evolutionary origins. Evolution isn't just academic theory. It's an essential framework for understanding present challenges and future possibilities. When bacteria develop antibiotic resistance, pests overcome pesticides, or viruses mutate to evade vaccines, we witness evolution directly affecting human welfare. Medicine increasingly recognizes evolutionary principles as crucial. Evolutionary medicine explains why we age and why certain diseases persist. Fever represents an evolved defense mechanism, not merely a symptom to suppress. Some genetic diseases, like sickle cell anemia, persist because they provided protection against threats like malaria in our evolutionary past. Conservation biology depends on evolutionary understanding. Small, isolated populations face genetic challenges that can trigger extinction spirals. Preserving species requires maintaining genetic variation and population connectivity, especially as climate change forces species to adapt, migrate, or perish. Evolution transforms our self-understanding. We aren't evolution's endpoint, but one branch on life's tree. Our cognitive abilities evolved for solving practical problems in hunter-gatherer societies. And many human tendencies, from cravings for sugar to tribal instincts that made sense evolutionarily, now create challenges in our modern environment. Evolution teaches both humility in recognizing we are part of nature and wonder in appreciating the extraordinary journey from simple cells to today's rich tapestry of life. As Darwin wrote, "There is grandeur in this view of life."